Mission 676, it's day 19, and the sun is shining here, Jez. Is it shining with you?
A little cloudy, Ronnie, but pleasant day. Not quite as nice as yesterday, but it's certainly fine. It's good conditions to walk in, to be honest.
Listen, we've got to tackle the big controversial issues right away. I saw the film this morning, rather shocking film, Jez, of your haircut. I think we have to talk this through. What can you take us back to the moment when the hair clippers packed up?
Well, it was in the afternoon and it was getting real hot. And I just said to Guy and to Bonds, need to find a barber's in Southampton if we can, because we could just do with a little bit of a trim. And Guy said, oh, I've got some clippers and done that before with people, like, you know, I can do that. I can shave your head grade one, grade two, whichever. So I said, OK, well, not too short, but grade two will be good. So a bit of multitasking to get me through the 10 minutes of the ice bath. He starts to shave my head. Obviously, there's no mirror there, so I can't see anything that's happening. All I know is that about halfway through the process, the clippers pack up. I say to him, that's all right, don't worry about that guy. Just charge him up, and then when I get out, we can finish you off. And he says, well, I haven't got my charger with me. And then I get out of the ice bath and I see that it's not a grade two, Rod. It's a grade about 0.5. I'm almost bald. So I went down. I had to do my swim. So I went down in my baseball cap and got in the pool. Just took my cap off. And as you've seen from the video, I'm not sure it's a look that's going to catch on. had a bite to eat for dinner. Same. Baseball cap on. And we'll reveal the solution later.
All good. There's a teaser there. Because when we were talking about doing this, or when you talked to me, Jez, about doing this, I said, you know, there'll be moments that will happen on the journey. And that's one of the ones that will go down as a highlight for me. That film was just fantastic. I was with you when you were scouting the journey from St Mary's back into London, heading towards London, Jez. And it was quite a convoluted way as well, wasn't it? Are you on that journey right now?
Yeah, on the route now. So, as we left St Mary's, it was 80 miles to Selhurst Park. The reception might not be great, Ronnie, because I'm in the middle of nowhere, but just walking up country lanes, heading somewhere towards the A31. So it's not too hilly, and The day's nice and, like I said, nice and cool. I'm on my own again, so that's a little bit tougher. To be fair to Bonds, he's doing his best, so he's driving ahead, running back, and then having a little bit of a walk with me. So he'll end up being fitter for the end of this as well. And we're just doing a crossover with the physio. So at the moment, Bonds is driver, navigator, physio, runner, walker, and everything else. So he's doing a good job for me.
Couple of people are asking what's going to happen on Sunday then, Jez, because you were signed in to have a day off that day, the day of the final, playoff final. What are you actually going to walk? Are you going to walk at all on Sunday?
Sunday I'm going to walk from Sellers Park to Craven Cottage in the morning, which is 10 miles. I'm going to do that with a number of the Cambridge University Blues players. They're the last two venues, Ronnie, for their victories in the varsity match years ago at Sellers Park, this year at Fulham. So that'll be finished by about 12. Obviously, I speak to Richard every day, and then the plan is just to jump in the car, get to the hotel, meet Richard and the players, go to the game, and that's me done for the day. So I'm actually, you'll have worked that out, I'm nicking a few miles here and there, so I'm... you know, a couple of days ago, did 28. Yesterday was 27.5. Getting a few miles under the belt to make sure that Sunday isn't as big a day as possible. And also the way the logistics of the walk are for the grounds that we'll visit in London. Monday's going to be a slightly shorter day, like 21, 22 miles, because that's the distance between the grounds. And I'll finish at Upton Park, and then they're kindly letting me stay in their hotel. So these 3 or 4 days are a little tougher because I'm just adding 1 or 2 miles on a day to make sure that the weekend's okay.
When we scouted out this part of the journey, Jez, you were saying that kind of once you hit that part, that stretch of the mission, you'll be on your way home, really, and I suppose that's right. You're kind of you're heading to Norwich, so that'll be the final stop. But it's the final stretch in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can't really think of it like that. I'm just one day at a time and 1 mile at a time, really, because, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm shattered and, you know, everything's in good working order at the moment, but it's just an effort to get the body round at the minute, so I just have to try and focus on, sounds ridiculous, Ronnie, but at the minute I've got my head on how many miles it is to the A31, and then when I'm on the A31, it'll be how many miles till we stop. And then wherever we stop, will be 27 miles to Guildford. And then from Guildford, it will be 26 miles to Sellers Park. And it's just working like that, really. Just trying to keep the number in my head nice and low, because you can imagine, can't you, if you started off ticking miles off from 676 down, it would drive you mad. So I'm just trying to chunk the day down again and keep walking, really. Next week will be much easier because we'll have lots of walkers, lots of different people coming in and out, yeah. And you know, they energise you a little bit. And Monday, I think we'll have quite a few people walking around those clubs. And as I said at the weekend, Sunday morning will be good as well. So it's just almost, I knew this week would be tough because it's 2 weeks done, you're tired anyway, and you'll pretty much be on my own this week. So it's just getting your head down and ticking the miles off and getting it done this week. So this is the biggest mental test, I think, and then next week will be, if not easier physically, it'll be certainly easier mentally.
Yeah. Well, Jez, I'll let you get on with it, and remember all those posh houses you're passing through, maybe nip in for a cup of tea or a nice cup of a brew with the posh people.
Or get some donations from them.
That'd
make sure
one.
We keep getting, that's the key, isn't it? We keep willing that total to move, and people can go on Just Giving, and hopefully a few more people look at Twitter when there's people are. But the most important thing is that we keep asking individuals, if they haven't donated already, please donate £6.76. And if you have donated already, maybe you could twist someone else's arm to do the same, because it's a good cause and one we really believe in.
Jez, go well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ronnie.